Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Let me tell you today about Dan and Beth Canavan, and they have been sowing the gospel, watering the hearers, and reaping changed lives for many years now in the country of Ireland. And Ireland's not necessarily an easy place, but boy, they've been working there. And he shares with us that Hope Baptist Church is a city church located in the south end of Dublin, Ireland. During the summer camps, we take the teens to a nearby park and play various games with them in the field. And I sat down on a bench next to a young man named Prahidan. And though he spoke Chinese and had little English, through Google Translate, we had a little chat through which some gospel was shared. He was highly intelligent but wary. And later I learned that he had been brutally persecuted by the Chinese government there for being Uyghur. He visited the next Sunday and has been faithfully attending these last 8 months. He's also come to some Wednesday night men's Bible studies. In many Sundays, we've had further opportunities to witness to him. He has no prior knowledge of Christianity. He's very cautious and he's slow to trust. However, he can see that there's something unique about Christianity and the gospel. And we're encouraged by his continued attendance and genuinely seeking after truth. He now seems close to accepting Christ as his Savior. Please pray for him to be saved. Well, what a wonderful challenge there. We need to pray for our missionaries and for these people who are now being influenced by the gospel, getting to know what Christ came into this world to do. Well, then he tells us also about Louise and her family. We ask you to pray for Louise to be saved, and God answered your prayers. The week after she got saved, she asked Beth to talk with her children, Hannah, who's 10, and Oliver, who's 8, about salvation. And Hannah definitely understood the gospel and asked Christ to save her. And then Beth talked to Oliver separately, and he too asked Christ to save him. What a blessing that is to hear these stories coming from around the world. Now, Louise's husband, Eugene, started coming to church with his family in March, and someone gave Eugene a Bible a year ago, and he read it. And he asked Louise to ask if the pastor would meet with him to explain salvation to him. So the first Sunday that he came, he had arranged to meet with the pastor, and he has met with Dan several times to hear the gospel. And he has accepted Christ as his Savior now as well. The whole family is now faithfully attending church every Sunday. And they would love to be baptized together as a family. And we're hoping they will be baptized very soon. Praise the Lord for a family who are all saved and who love to come to church. Well, what a blessing that is to hear. And then Brother Dan shares about workers. He said, we've been busy praying for people to come alongside of us to help in different areas of the ministry. And God is answering that prayer. We have 3 ladies now in different stages of learning how to teach children Sunday school. And it's a joy for Beth to pass on what she knows to these younger women. And we have a man named Rudy who is also helping to lead the teens in their bi-weekly Friday night meetings. And he and his wife, Tania, lead it some of the weeks without us being there. And it's a time of adapting for the teens as they learn to accept a new youth group leader. But it seems that all is going well. And we're so glad that things are going well there in Ireland in the ministry of the Canavans.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341. Or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.